This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 16th, 2017. We're in hour two of the broadcast. I'm running down some of the news. We will move a little later this hour into taking phone calls. I got a clip I want to share. I got a couple of news stories I want to get in first. So just everyone hang on, bear with me. I wanted to get this story in. Should have had it last week, I believe. I think it would have been available last week. Well, maybe not. This is a December 10th story, so maybe not. But anyway, one, I told you this would not be Trayvon Martin, which is my term for, you know, continual day-by-day, play-by-play. Chicago woman who filmed brutal kidnapping and torture of disabled teen sentenced to community service. Now, you know, I'm talking about, did the press call them the terrible four or the ugly four? I don't know. They were terribly ugly. I'll just call the terrible ugly four. A 19-year-old Chicago woman who live-streamed the racially charged kidnapping, torture, and mutilation of a mentally disabled teen. You remember the story, right? I can't recall the date, but you remember. She was given 200 hours of community service and 4 years probation. Brittany Herring Covington, who went by the name Herring, H-E-R-R-I-N-G, on social media before her arrest, and Covington, in recent reports, avoided a possible 33 years in prison on multiple counts, including a hate crime, aggravated battery, and aggravated kidnapping, a charge which was dropped along with several others as part of the plea agreement. Now, if you haven't heard all this story, just hang on. My source on this is Zero Hedge. Cook County Circuit Judge William Hooks handed down the slap on the wrist to Covington, who pled guilty to a hate crime, aggravated battery, and intimidation charges, telling the teen that he could have sent her to prison, but he told her, "I'm not sure if I did that you'd be coming out any better." So if sending them to prison, if we're not going to come out any better, well, 33 years, we'll just throw that to the wind. They won't come out any better, so let's just turn them back loose on society. What kind of insanity are we living in? We're living in the movie Idiocracy, I'm telling you. Hooks warned Covington that should she violate the terms of her probation, and remember, she pled guilty to a hate crime, got 200 hours of community service, which includes a ban from social media for 4 years. Well, that'll probably, she's probably still crying about that. Then she would face prison time as part of the plea deal. Prosecutors agreed to drop additional charges, including just drop it off. Kidnapping, torture, the whole thing. We'll just slap you on the wrist. You're a good person. "Don't mess this up," Judge Hooks said to Covington, who stood in front of him in a blue jumpsuit. Hooks is notably the first African-American president of Chicago's Federal Bar Association, a past president of the Cook County Bar Association, and a member of Get It, only in America. He's also a member, wait for it, the Muslim Bar Association of Chicago. So this guy is an African-American Muslim. Apparently, I'm just reading this to you. You can't make this stuff up. And so he gives the whole slap on the wrist. Now, the brutal attack took place in January after four black Chicago teens kidnapped the mentally disabled white teen and held him captive for nearly 2 days. Could you imagine if this was reversed? Could you imagine if after Barack Obama Obama was elected, if a couple of white kids had kidnapped a black, mentally ill, disabled child and tortured them and live streamed it and said, you know, F Obama and a bunch of stuff like that in it. Could you imagine the hate crime charges and the sentence that would be? Any white judge would be scared to give them a slap on the wrist. There would be none of that. Oh, no. The hypocrisy is just sickening. All right, they had kidnapped the mentally disabled white teen, held him captive for 2 days, binding his hands and feet with duct tape, gagging him with a sock, before using a knife to cut and stab the victim while laughing racial slurs and issuing death threats. In one segment of the live-streamed attack, one of the females can be seen laughing as she punches the victim. At another point, one of the male attackers wraps a cord around the victim's neck while he groans in pain, and another male approaches the victim with a knife and asks the others, should I shank his ass? Other notable quotes include, F Donald Trump, there's going to be a murder, pop, pop, pop. We're going to put this bitch in the trunk. It goes on and on. After the 48 hours, the kidnapped team escaped. After the kidnappers left the apartment to confront a neighbor who had called 911. So you know that part. You might not know this. After her arrest, Brittany Herring Covington bragged on Facebook from a smartphone that she was able to sneak into jail. Yeah. Now, while she's in jail, she's got a phone and she's posting on Facebook, y'all mad? And sitting in this cell on my celly talking to y'all tripping. That's what she's posting. Everybody got phones in here these days. And I'm typing TFSE, which stands for the funniest, you know, whatever, TFSE. And for her participation in the brutal crime, she will receive 200 hours of community service and 4 years probation. Meanwhile, a Broward County, Florida man who vandalized a mosque and left bacon inside was just recently sentenced to 15 years. But let's take it all the way. Let's take it all the way. Do you remember? Let us never forget. Let us never forget Joe Torres, Kayla Norton. Contrast this with Joe Torres and Kayla Norton of Georgia, who were riding around waving all kinds of flags when apparently they had some mechanical difficulty near a birthday party, where the birthday party participants all came out to the street to raise hell when they could have just minded their own business. But they couldn't do that. So Joe Torres had to pull a gun because he was in fear of his rioting mob. Joe Torres got 20 years in prison with a mandatory sentence of 13. Kayla Norton, to whom he had 3 children, and the 2 of them had never been in any problems with the law whatsoever, got 15 years with a mandatory 6. There is no justice in America for the white man. This story in my hand proves it. A woman who took part in kidnapping, who took part in torture, who took part in a hate crime, multiple counts, took part in aggravated battery. Charges all dropped. 200 hours community service. Where is the justice for the victim in this? Where is the justice for the victim? But, now, Joe Torres and Kayla Norton, who didn't hurt anyone, they didn't cut anyone, they didn't stab anyone, they didn't kidnap anyone, they didn't hold anyone against their will. In fact, the trouble came to them. They didn't go to the trouble. 20 years in prison, 13 mandatory. 15 years in prison, 6 mandatory. We should never forget that story. And in fact, I will do my best to see if I can get the addresses for those two. And even if, you know, if I give them out next Saturday, I know that's going to be a little late for Christmas, but maybe that don't matter so much. We should write to Joe Torre's. I should have already done it. And to Kayla Norton. Because they are a victim, a total victim of the injustice system of America. And let me tell you something, other than being in the womb in America, the other most dangerous place to be is sitting in front of a judge. I mean, here this Covington, after the event, is sitting in jail with a cell phone, posting, you know, obviously she has no remorse whatsoever. But she's fortunate enough to somehow, you know, and I know they, her appointed defense attorney, probably lined it up so that she would go up in front of this African-American Muslim judge. And look at the outcome. I mean, this is just a perfect example of the complete double standard that's here in America. Now, I wanted to play this. Trey Gowdy, in case you didn't hear it, the Evening News didn't play it. Trey Gowdy really let the assistant director of the Department of Justice, Rosenstein, he really let him have it and exposed the hypocrisy that is the FBI and the DOJ and the majority of the federal government, unfortunately. So we're gonna play that now, and then when we come back, I'll take phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. We're going to roll the Trey Gowdy clip right now. This was from earlier in the week. Go ahead.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from South Carolina, Mr. Gowdy, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Judge Poe. There are a lot of issues that I would like to ask you about, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. We had a terrorist incident in New York this week. We have 702 reauthorization that is pending in Congress. Gun violence, the opioid epidemic, criminal justice reform. But when I go home to South Carolina this weekend, trust me when I tell you, no one is going to ask me about any of those issues. They're going to ask me, what in the hell is going on with the Department of Justice and the FBI? The reason we have special counsel, this is a very important point, and you know it, the reason we have special counsel is because of a conflict of interest. The regulation itself specifically makes reference to a conflict of interest. And we don't like conflicts of interest because it undercuts people's confidence in both the process and the result. So let's be really clear why we have special counsel. There was either a real or perceived conflict of interest that we were fearful would either impact the result or people's confidence in the process. That's why we have something called special counsel, and that's why we have special counsel in this fact pattern. And then lo and behold, those who are supposed to make sure there are no conflicts of interest seem to have a few of their own. There's a senior prosecutor who sent obsequious emails to a fact witness. She can be described as nothing other than a fact witness. She's a really important fact witness if you pursue the line of inquiry that my Democrat friends want to pursue. They got off of collusion, and now they're on obstruction of justice. She may be the most important fact witness in an obstruction of justice case. And the senior prosecutor for this conflict of interest-free special counsel sent a fawning, obsequious email to a fact witness. And then we have prosecutors assigned to conduct this investigation who donated almost exclusively to one candidate over another. And then we have a prosecutor assigned to this conflict of interest-free team that attended what was supposed to be, what he'd hoped to be, a victory party for Secretary Clinton. And we have a senior DOJ official, Mr. Deputy Attorney General, with an office that used to be two doors down from yours, meeting with Fusion GPS. And Fusion GPS, of course, was paying for Russian dirt on the very person that they're supposed to be objectively investigating. And then that same senior DOJ official's wife, the one that met with Fusion GPS, his wife was on the payroll of Fusion GPS. And then we have a senior agent assigned to investigate Secretary Clinton's email, help draft the exoneration letter. Well, we changed the language from grossly negligent to extremely careless. Interviewed Secretary Clinton in an interview I've never seen, and I doubt you have either in your career as a prosecutor. Interviewed Michael Flynn, was actively involved in the investigation into the Trump campaign before the Inspector General found his text. So this agent, in the middle of almost everything related to Secretary Clinton and President Trump, sent pro-Clinton texts, anti-Trump texts to his paramour in response to being told maybe he is where he is to protect the country from that menace, Donald Trump. He said, I can protect our country at many levels. And then he said Hillary Clinton should win 100 million to nothing. Now think about that, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. That's a pretty overwhelming victory. 100 million to zero. And when I read that last night, what I thought was this conflict of interest free senior agent of the FBI can't think of a single solitary American who would vote for Donald Trump. That's where the zero comes in. Not a single solitary American he can imagine would vote for Donald Trump. This is the conflict of interest free special agent assigned. And then he went on, if that weren't enough, to belittle Trump supporters by saying he could smell them at a Walmart in Virginia. This is the person we needed to avoid a conflict of interest. And then he said this, they fully deserve to go and demonstrate the absolute bigoted nonsense of Trump. But he wasn't content to just disparage Donald Trump. He had to disparage Donald Trump's family. This is what he said, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. He said, the douchebags are about to come out. He's talking about our First Lady and children. This conflict of interest-free special agent of the FBI. This is who we were told we needed to have an objective, impartial, fair, conflict of interest-free investigation. So he's openly pulling for the candidate he had a role in clearing, and he's openly investigating a candidate that he has bias against. And then if that's not enough, he says Trump is an effing idiot. What the F just happened to our country? This is the same man that said he would save our country. What happens when people who are supposed to cure the conflict of interest have even greater conflicts of interest than those they replace? That's not a rhetorical question. You nor I nor anyone else would ever sit Peter Strzok on a jury. We wouldn't have him objectively, dispassionately investigate anything knowing what we know now. Why didn't we know it ahead of time? And my last question, my final question to you, and I appreciate the chairman's patience. How would you help me answer that question when I go back to South Carolina this weekend?
Congressman, first of all, with regard to the special counsel, Mr. Strzok was already working on the investigation when the special counsel was appointed. The appointment that I made was of Robert Mueller. So what I'd recommend that you tell your constituents is that Robert Mueller and Rod Rosenstein and Chris Wray are accountable, and that we will ensure that no bias is reflected in any of the actions taken by the special counsel or in any matter within the jurisdiction of the Department of Justice. When we have evidence of any inappropriate conduct, we're going to take action on it. And that's what Mr. Mueller did here. As soon as he learned about this issue, he took action. And that's what I anticipate that the rest of our prosecutors, our new group of U.S. attorneys, our Justice Department appointees, they understand the rules and they understand the responsibility to defend the integrity of the department. And if they find evidence of improper conduct, they're going to take action. So, Congressman, that's the best assurance I can give you. But actually, there's one other point, which is you should tell your constituents that we exposed this issue because we're ensuring that the Inspector General conducts a thorough and effective investigation. And if there is any evidence of impropriety, he's going to surface it and report about it publicly.
I'll try.
We're coming up on the break. We'll talk about it on the other side. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to join in. Back in moments.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. How about Trey Gowdy laid it out? They didn't play any of that clip on the evening news that I saw. But this Peter Strank, and I guess I'm pronouncing that correctly, I'm not sure, is on this, supposed to be so impartial and in this conflict of interest free, but it's nothing more than a witch hunt. I mean, Washington, D.C. is so corrupt. It's just unbelievable. It's so corrupt. It's just sickening. It's maddening that this is the best we can do. This is what we're supposed to put up with. And you can see, I mean, it's just blatant in your face every way they possibly can to try to undermine Trump or, you know, impeach Trump. These people hate Trump. They can smell the Trump supporters when they go to Virginia. I mean, they hate the possibility of any of this agenda being redirected or stopped. And, you know, whether you love Trump, hate him, or somewhere in between, he has done some things that are at least a step in the right direction. So it's just unbelievable. I wanted to share that, get everyone's views and opinions. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. We're going to go to the phones. Frank in North Carolina. Frank, how are you doing today, my friend? And let me say this. RBN will be closed next weekend. I will not be on next weekend. I just found out from Sam, so I will. Next weekend will be a rebroadcast. Go ahead, Frank.
Oh, okay. Let me put that on my calendar. Let's see. All right. Hey, well, how am I doing? Well, you know, I guess I can't complain, really, personally, but, I mean, I'm angry. very, very angry. I'm fighting mad. I'm frustrated. I look all around the Patriot movement, and I see cucks, you know, patriots, whatever you want to call them, truthers. I see a bunch of disinfo agents, cucks, sellouts, everywhere. That's every network, including RBN. I see infiltrators. I see people giving them a free pass. And, you know, I'm like, how could you possibly not know that that person is an infiltrator who's coming in here to mess with things? I see it everywhere, on every network. I see probably people that are, I wouldn't say on RBN, but I listen to some other networks, and I mean, I think they're flat out, you know, probably CIA, you know, operations, psyops. But, yeah, you brought up a lot of really good, interesting stuff, including that last thing with Trey Gowdy. It's funny, somebody played for me, Trump attended and addressed the graduation at the FBI Academy. I think it was yesterday. And he had, that was kind of interesting because he was basically, you know, saying, you know, you guys suck. you know, you guys, you work for a criminal terrorist agency, basically. You know, kind of like he does with the fake, you know, the news is fake news. But he said, it's really odd, though, because he talks out of both sides of his mouth. He says, but we're gonna change that, you know, we're going to make the FBI bigger, you know. It's going to be bigger and better than ever before. But it's funny, because I had just been on Alex Jones' show Thursday, the day before, and one of my main 3 points was how the FBI wasn't going to change, how the FBI, you need to look no further than that they were intimately involved with the attack on 9/11 on the American people, on our own country, and intimately involved ever since that day. Well, they were actually probably involved in the planning of it too, of course. But ever since that day, they've been involved in the cover up. And I don't know. Alex seemed a little bit. I don't know. He didn't quite know what to say about that. But I also tried to challenge him to get David Duke on. Before the end of the year, to get Duke's take on all the developments going on in the country going into 2018, but he didn't take the bait this time.
He doesn't want any more of that, David Duke, does he?
No, he doesn't have anything to gain from it. But I figured it was worth a shot. But what was the other thing? There was this caller. His name was Alex. And I think he said he was originally from Chicago, but I think he was calling from some city where he was living in Missouri. He's a 19-year-old guy, man. And
hold that thought. We got music. Hold that thought. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Baron in the studio for the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join in, I'm joined by Frank in North Carolina. Frank, you were discussing a caller, 19-year-old caller, called in to the Alex Jones Show yesterday. The break broke your thought. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it was it was Thursday, which would have been the 14th, I believe, at the beginning of the third hour. He was a couple callers after me. I think he was the first caller in the third hour. And Alex from Missouri, originally from Chicago, I think, 19 years old. And he said, Alex, I wanted to ask you a question. I've been listening to you for about a year now. And he says, I've been doing a lot of, research on my own. And it just seems to me like there's a whole lot of Jewish influence in all of this stuff, that you talk about and everything, communism, Marxist, all this stuff. He wanted to get Alex Jones' take on it. And, you should have just seen the cock and bull song and dance, tap dance that Alex did. It was incredible. I really got to take my hands off to him. He's good. I don't know whether he's just so used to doing it or if he's maybe gone to some after-hours training. I think he's gotten better at it. Actually, I think he might have gotten some actual official training doing this stuff. He's so good at it. But, he just totally I mean, the guy. I know the guy. The kid wasn't buying it, but he wasn't allowed to come back and say anything in response. Alex just cut him off. But there you go. There you have it.
Well, he is good. He is good at that. I started listening to Alex Jones in the early 2000s when right after 9/11, actually. A little bit before that, I'd got some video texts, but I really started paying attention. And it's amazing to see, you know, how he does spin and keep that that narrative going without ever really hitting, cutting to the root. You know, I think one of these Stormfront shows this week, they were talking about getting to the root, and actually you had weighed in with some really good comments. And you know, before we get away from it, we were talking about the FBI. How many times, Frank, have we seen where the FBI claims that they have busted these, foiled this terrorist attempt, but the whole thing was set up by the FBI? They actually recruited the guy. The guy thinks he's working for the FBI, and then they bust him for being a terrorist. This went on all under George W. Bush and Obama. I mean, over and over and over we saw that same scenario where they foiled the terrorist plot, but it turns out that the one that got arrested said he was just a patsy. He thought he was working for the FBI, and it was all they sold him the stuff, and he thought he was selling it to somebody else or recruiting somebody else, but actually they dropped the dime on him. So it is interesting to see a president come out and just take on the FBI and the DOJ like Trump has done and like Trey Gowdy did in that video.
Mueller has been in charge of quite a bit of that, too. And, you know, the FBI was involved in the first bombing of the World Trade Center, the attempt to bring it down that failed because the guy knew, he thought he was in on some type of a drill type thing, you know, the Muslim extremist terrorist, whatever. And he started thinking, nah, I'm being set up. So he parked the vehicle away from where he was supposed to park it so it didn't actually bring it down. But they were intimately involved in the bombing of the Oklahoma City bombing, the Murrow Building with the children and the daycare and all that. The FBI, all those guys know they did that. They all know they were involved in that. I mean, yes. How could you go to work for an agency like that?
And you know, doesn't it amaze you, Frank, when you listen to these broadcasts, you've done your homework. When we go back and we look and we can talk about Oklahoma City, we can talk about the Gulf of Tonkin, we can talk about the USS Liberty, we can talk about 9/11, we can talk about the first attack like you just did on the World Trade Center, and all of these events that have been covered up from the American people. Now the JFK is out in the open. The Surgeon General admitted that there was a second gunshot, a second shooter because of the gunshot to the throat. Nobody covered that in the mainstream media. How can the American people be so oblivious to all this information that's at the tip of their fingertips now, and still go along with this illusion that we're living in some kind of constitutional republic or a democracy where we have representative government, when everything, all the lies that were told to us over Syria, the lies that was told to us over Bin Laden, the lies that was told to us over Saddam Hussein, I mean, just on and on and on. We go to the lies in the early 50s of Mossadegh in Iran. I mean, it just, but yet, people are so unaware. I mean, it's a detachment from reality, so to speak. Frank and me live in a different reality than the majority of this society that's my neighbors. They don't know what's going on, and they can't see it. They can't see the manipulation. They can't see the incrementalism that's happening constantly. Roy Moore was just a perfect example of media hysteria manipulation that was successful and probably with some vote rigging thrown in to get you know, their desired result. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about Roy Moore. I have mixed feelings about Trump, but I don't waste a whole lot of time with it as far as Trump goes, because he's in there, and there's nothing I can do about it. It's not going to do me any good to get him out or work and do what little drop of water in the bucket I could do to try and turn people against him and get him out, because that's only going to hurt me. It's not going to help me at all. I'm telling you, though, my initial thoughts calling in, I've been listening to talk radio. I listened to Rush Limbaugh for 15 years. Not every day, of course, but every day at lunch. If I could listen to him at lunch, I'd go sit in my car when it was 100 degrees and eat my bean burrito from Taco Bell. So I know talk radio. I know it probably better, as good as anybody out there. I understand it. I understand how hosts work. I understand all their little, ego trips and all the ways that they manipulate their audience and the good stuff, the bad stuff. That was before I woke up. And then I quit listening to Rush Limbaugh, and I messed around and listened to Michael Savage for about a year, Laura Ingraham, all in that time period. And then I woke up, 2005. The last days of 2005, blinders came off and everything. But I'm going to tell you something. As far as whatever input and influence talk radio has, talk radio, man, I like listening to your show because I like your show because it's hardcore and you don't care about offending people, that kind of thing. But the talk show radio hosts, the ones out there, you're going to have to up your game because you're not really doing anything. What you've been doing for the last 10, 15, 20, 25 years, it really isn't having much of an effect. And we're going down. I'll be honest with you. I know I'm a pessimist. We're going to lose. We're going to lose. So if you got any other ideas out there, you might want to try them because we're going down. The white man no longer has any constitutional rights. We have no civil rights.
It's the truth. It's the truth. And the proof. Let me ask you this, Frank. Look at the proof of the girl that took part in the kidnapping and the assault and the, the stabbing. She got 200 hours, but the flag wavers in Georgia got 20 years. I mean, there's no justice. There is no justice whatsoever.
Obviously. And another thing, I don't fall for the trap, but I have to live with the reality. I understand that Muslims have been created, they've created this Muslim boogeyman to get us over into the Middle East, Greater Israel, all that kind of stuff. But the fact is, when you have a group of people that come into your country, at first, a lot of them, they'll pretend to be nice and go along and just be a nice neighbor. But once they start growing in numbers, all of a sudden, they start making demands. And you've got them on the city councils and all this kind of stuff. I understand there's a Muslim somewhere out there running for governor now. He'll probably win. We got a governor, or not we, but they, on Great Britain, as a mayor of London, who's a Muslim. I'm telling you, that does not bode well for us. When you start getting Muslims in these positions, guess what? They ain't going to be looking out for us. They're going to be against us, and there's a long history of factions within the Muslim community, Islamic community, whatever you want to call it, and the Jewish community working together to destroy whatever you want to call it, the West, Western civilization. And that is exactly what they're doing. There's adequate proof of that. Anyway, another thing, I can't believe nobody's calling in. How come, it's funny. I waited till the last second to call in. I waited till like a minute or two after you said, okay, you can go ahead and call in now. But these people, then they want to complain because they don't have any time, because they want to wait till the last 2 minutes of the freaking show to call in.
Well, and I'll be honest with you, all of my email practically from doing this broadcast is negative. Practically all of it is classified as either hate email or just, I'm a Jew or something. It's insane. That's why I don't have a website. People wonder, I don't have a website. I don't ask for donations. I'm not doing it. I'm doing the show. I'm trying to put the information out there and doing the best I can.
Barron, man, I listen to these RBN callers calling in, and a lot of these people, they're just as lost as anybody else out there. They have no freaking clue. It is not, there's this old poem that says only when when it, say the truth, has turned into your very blood, do you really understand what this is? Man, these guys are like debutantes, just walking through, like tourists. These guys don't really feel this. They don't really believe it. They don't even really believe what's happening. To them, this is just an amusement, a game. They don't understand. We are going to die. The white race is being genocided. They don't understand that. This isn't a game. This is real. This is about survival. Are you going to survive or not? And they're worried about hurting people's feelings or, well, we should have. You know, a bunch of Muslims coming in because we don't want to hurt their feelings or whatever, man. They just don't get it.
Let me ask you this, Frank, and I do have Sherry from Texas, and I'll get to you here shortly, just in a moment, Sherry. But I wanted to ask you, because you were in the military, you know a lot about firearms, you've done a lot of things I've not done. The Daniel Shaver video from Las Vegas, the gentleman that was shot.
Yeah.
Okay. My point was, when he reached back, he didn't look up. His face was still down, and that was an indication he's not reaching for a gun. And Sherry just dropped, actually. But this was cold-blooded murder. I'd like to get your thoughts, because you've been in combat. You've seen these types.
I used to do that stuff all the time. I mean, you know, we'd run into rooms throwing grenades, and that was just in training. And that's in total blackness with night vision goggles on. 19, 20-year-old guys running around with belt-fed automatic weapons, busting through doors, four or five or six of us at the same time. That was very dangerous, throwing live grenades, going down hallways and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I've done all that stuff. I think it was actually Mesa, Arizona, wasn't it? Where that shooting happened at the hotel with the exterminator guy?
I'm not exactly sure. I think it was in Las Vegas, but what's your thoughts? What was your take? I know you've seen the video, and then we'll go to Jeremy in Kentucky's coming up, but I wanted to get your take on it. It's cold-blooded murder, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was cold-blooded murder. He was having a bad day, or he was on some kind of drugs, SSRIs or whatever, and he said, I'm going to take it out on this guy. That situation was totally under control. It was a well-lit hallway. You know, it was a well-lit hallway. You can see where the guy is, exactly what he's doing. They've already got him basically subdued. I mean, you got a freaking automatic weapon on him. The guy shot him like four or five times. They had that totally under control. You're right. They could have had him turn around, keep his hands in the air, and back up to him. Or they could have just, he was already on his knees. They could have just said, lay down and stretch your arms out. One of them could have come up, gone down the side of the wall, gone down and grabbed his hands and put his arm behind his back and had the cuffs on him, and it was over. Yeah, that was cold-blooded murder. But you know what? That's the way that's the Jewish mindset, though. The Jews have trained the officers to have that mindset against us, the Goyim.
Yeah, that's true. Well, hey, Frank, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I always enjoy your phone call. Let's go to Jeremy in Kentucky, and then Sherry, I will get you back on. Jeremy, how you doing? Thanks for the phone call, sir.
Hey, doing great this morning. How are you doing, Farron?
Doing good. Glad to have you on.
Excellent. Well, I wanted to give a little bit of elaborate a little bit. Last week I said, you know, that it's no secret, it's obvious that Trump is controlled, whether he's being blackmailed or manipulated or whether he's going along with it because he's part of it. Either way, there's some control going on there, and he is compromised. But what do we do about it? Well, you wake people up. You know, the energy from the Trump campaign has made everyone question the news. I've talked to baby boomers. I've talked to 19-year-olds. I've talked to everyone from every walk of life, and they don't trust the mainstream media. So we got to use that. And most Trump supporters, they don't trust. You know, they agree that the Iraq War was a lie. It was a bad idea. So we got to use that to our advantage. And if you go up to the average, you know, conservative Trump supporter, flag waver, and you say, oh, Trump controlled, he's a Jewish shield, they're going to think that you're a Hillary Clinton. They're going to think you're a communist. They're not going to understand. So you got to go at them and say, hey, Trump's doing some good things, right? And they'll be like, yeah, and you get them going. And you say, hey, you know, the Iraq War, they lied to us, right? The lying media, and they'll agree with you. You say, well, how long have they been lying? 50, 60, 70 years? Did they lie to get us in the Spanish-American War when, you know, Reuters was pumping out their propaganda back 130 years ago? So then you get them to questioning the whole narrative, and then you can start red-pilling them. You can get them into World War II and how, you know, that the oil embargo against Japan was, to prompt the attack on Pearl Harbor. You can get them into that. You can start red-pilling them. You can get them in, even, you know, start going into Jewish power. Then that's what I would suggest we do, is we use this energy. There's a big amount of energy out there that people have that support Trump, and we use it to red-pill them. Your thoughts on that, Barrett?
Well, I think that's a great idea, and I mean, that's being handed to us so just on a silver platter with some of the stories that CNN and some of these other news outlets have ran and had to retract and just bold-faced lies, and it is resonating with the people. People do not trust the media at all these days, and that is an opportunity. Hang on for me, Jeremy. Sherry, we're going to get to you. We're coming up on the last break. When we come back, Jeremy, I'm going to get you to wrap it up and give Sherry the floor for the last few minutes. Back in moments.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back on the alternative media, Baron in the studio. Not much time left. Jeremy, I want to give you the last word, and then we'll get to Sherry. She's been on hold for a while, so go ahead, Jeremy. Anything else you'd like to add? I appreciate your phone call. I think it's a great idea, and we certainly should use that.
Yeah, well, we have the truth, and the truth is our weapon. Tailor your weapons, just like you would pick forms out of a martial art. Tailor the truth that you present to them. For a baby boomer, most of them agree that the Vietnam War was a disaster. Start there. Hey, that was a lie, right? How long have they been lying? If you're reaching a millennial communist, Show them how the French Revolution and the Bolshevik Revolution, an elite group, took over and oppressed the people, and they were funded by bankers. You know, start there and expose the truth. That's all I got, Farron. Have a great day.
Hey, thank you so much, Jeremy. Thank you so much. Sherry in Texas, patiently holding. Sherry, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Thanks a lot. Yeah, the mainstream media has shot itself in the foot, too. I mean, the corporate media, they've been digging their own grave with us doing nothing, really, except being here. But what I want to say about Alex, I used to call on his show a lot, and I'd be there now, except I'm kind of latched onto another show right now. But he set the stage, don't forget, and he provided the forum for the public to let Trump know how we feel. This is big, and his contribution to our awareness is huge. Now, we're all our own worst enemies from time to time, and he's relatively young. He's, for me, as a baby boomer, he's in his early to mid-40s, and I think he's had a lot of crises for his midlife, and it's been rocky, but you can't overlook his contribution. He gave us the forum. He gave me the forum to come forward and say how I felt about Trump, and that made a difference, you know. Now, as far as our right to succeed, there's only one right we need that's necessary to succeed, and that's our sovereignty. There is a neighborly ethic, or you can also call it a Christian ethic, to share your abundance, and we will succeed in this. They can't dictate against us. If we focus on what we can do for each other, and that means everyone in the independent media pulling together and not dissing each other too bad. We all have criticisms, and we can look at ourselves too. But we can inherit the earth, as is our destiny, and stay connected, and we will succeed. It's written. And anything else is, I wanted to say, I'm not for soliciting responses by, blasting other people is kind of shock jockish. But I'm not going to criticize you because you've got me on the air. But let's stay united as much as we can. And that's the message I want to leave. And to thank Alex for all he did for me to increase my awareness and my ability to come forward and say what I think and how I feel. And remember, share your abundance and we'll be fine. Know
hey,
your
you
enemies.
So, thank you so
know
much,
your friends, and know your enemies. Thank you.
Thank you. We're about out of time. I know, there's a lot of people that share that sentiment that, I mean, Alex Jones got them started. They started there. They found Alex Jones, the videos, whatever. I think there's a lot of people that, are unhappy that he doesn't take it in the direction that we feel he should. That's his business, I guess, whatever. But he's open to criticism. Rebroadcast next week. I'll see what I can put together. Maybe I can come up with some of the older ones, put something good on. I'll see what I can do. I don't know about 2 weeks from now, but we'll find out. I'll try to keep you posted. And until I'm back on RBN, when they come for your gold, give them the lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Love is the razor, and I walk the line on that silver blade. Slapping the dust with his daughter, eyes red with the slaughter of innocence. And I will pray for her.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.